that team. I don't want to see the signs by the Charlatans. Sorry, no clip. At number 17, also from the single soundtrack, one of my idols, Paul Westerberg.
Yeah.
With Dyslexic Heart. See if we got the na-na-nas in here. I'm going to let this one play out.
It has to be na-na-nas.
Yeah. My favorite line. Am I just making passes? My heart can use some glasses. Makes me feel young again. Number 16, Disappointed by Electronic. Electronic was the singer for East Side Boys and West Side Girls. Pet Shop Boys. Pet Shop Boys with Bernard Summer from New Order. Great band. The Soup Dragons, a really rocking band. I think they should have been bigger with a song called Pleasure. At number 14, unfortunately, I don't have a clip for this. It's a song called Black Metallic by the Catherine Wheel. Awesome song. Number 13, Always the Last to Know by Delamitri. At 11, no clip for this, we'll just let it go, is one of the great girl bands of all time, Pretend We're Dead by L7, who got back together, and they auctioned off A Night of Sex with their drummer.
Whoa.
Yeah. So there you go. If you're a big L7 fan, you could really be there.
A Night of Sex with their drummer, really?
Legendary band from New York. Kim Gordon, Thurston Moore. Seen them open for Pearl Jam back in 2000. Sonic Youth with 100%. Next up, we have the former singer for the Smiths, Morrissey, with Tomorrow. Not one of my favorite songs that he did. If it was like Vauxhall and I, Error, I like that a little better. Next is The Cure with a song that reminds me of Pauly, Friday, I'm in Love.
Exactly. I love The Cure.
Susie Sue with a solo hit, Face to Face. Next, one of the great bands from Ireland. They're eating potatoes and drinking Guinness and buying hotels.
Is there anything else to do in life?
Nope. You all know
what
it.
I want to do. It's you two.
Even better than The Real Thing, you two. At number 5, Shame About Ray by the Lemonheads. Wolfgang Press with A Girl Like You.
Wolfgang Puck. He did a track.
Probably one of the last songs that really made an impact by this band is Heaven Sent by NXS.
Yes.
Great Michael Hutchins.
Yep.
Number 3, Faith No More, Midlife Crisis.
Nice.
Number 2, Good Stuff by the B-52s. And Pauly, what's your number one song?
The number one song from 92 was Temple of the Dog, which included Eddie Vedder, Chris Cornell, and
everybody else in Pearl. Well, at the time,
everybody else in Pearl Jam. Pearl, yes,
yeah.
But
that was
so. This
Garden
being Back. Our Pearl Jam show,
it worked.
We are gonna play Pearl. I mean, Temple of the Dog. We'll be right back, kids. Take us out, Tina Ray.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFON Medford, Boston.
I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence. But I can't feed on the powerless when my cup's already farming babies with slaves are working. The blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry. Yeah. I don't mind stealing bread from my
is, when someone at a party jumps into a pool fully dressed, everyone cheers them on and jumps in too. Just so you know, in real life parties, nobody jumps in after you. You just look stupid.
Come on, jump in! Come on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
And of course, that was Pearl Jam.
Yeah, but you mixed it up with Temple of the Dog earlier. You didn't want to confuse people.
Yes, we don't want to confuse you. It was Temple of the Dog, Hunger Strike with Eddie Vedder and Chris Cornell. singing the lead. But this is...
Well, actually, if you were in the studio, it would have been Pauly B and Chris Ridgway.
That's right. If you were in the studio, because we sound exactly like them, and we could nail that song. So wherever the karaoke is tonight, we will be there.
Pearl Jamioki.
3:13 in the afternoon. Welcome back, boys and girls, to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And it is 87 degrees. And
it's a scorcher.
It's a scorcher.
It's a swoop and a swick.
Yep.
Here at MFO.
By the way, just to give you the national days, like I always like to do, it is National Raspberry Cream Pie Day.
Woo!
I've never had I've never had a Raspberry Cream Pie Day.
No.
I
never had a Raspberry Cream Pie Night either.
Okay. It is also National Girlfriend's Day. I've had a few of those.
Oh, hey, girlfriend. Stop.
National Minority Donor Awareness Day. That is a really obscure one.
Yeah.
And it is also National Respect for Parents Day.
Yes.
So, and I am going to add to this proclaim it National Pearl Jam Day.
Woo. There you go.
Right? So those are your national days for this day of August 5th.
Did you buy me flowers for today? It's National Girlfriend's Day.
Listen.
What?
We're in the studio.
It's been National Girlfriend's Day since 1201.
Those guys out in the street, they don't come up into the studio and try to sell us flowers.
Hey, who's that? No, that's just Mike McCready.
Flowers? Flowers?
We got to drive down the parkway to get some flowers. They're right over there on the corner of Chelsea Street and...
Yeah, so also, anyways, to get to this, before we get to our silly... No, do the silly news. I'll give you the weather after.
Okay.
All right. Go for it, Mama.
So, this kid, he was... being very belligerent in the parking lot. Not only was he naked and being belligerent, running away from the cops, they arrested him, and he was hiding 7.2 grams of cocaine in his foreskin.
What?
Well, I guess it's good to be uncircumcised, huh?
How big was his schlong? My God, that's a lot of cocaine.
And yeah, but he had foreskin.
Who's going to snort it out of there?
He had foreskin, though. I knew it. So covering it.
Wow.
It was in a bag. It was in a bag. Ooh. It started peeking out, and the cop was like, excuse me, are you hiding something in your foreskin?
What?
He's like, what? What are you talking about? Don't judge me because I'm uncircumcised.
Did he really say that? Oh, that'd be awesome if he did.
No, I just ad-libbed. Sounded good.
You cut penis the latest.
Who does that?
He's a homeless person, his lawyer says. He's homeless.
But he has money for 7.2 grams of...
Yeah. Cocaine. I don't know. But, yeah, it fell out of his foreskin, so apparently it wasn't tight enough.
All right, so let's kind of go through the machinations of what you have to do this. First, you have to have parents who do not want to circumcise you. Number one.
Right.
Number two.
What?
All right, so now, if he knew he had cocaine on him, why wouldn't he have pants on? Think about it.
I think he was out of his mind because he snorted some of it already. Or he was drinking. But he was naked, and then the cops showed up. So he's like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this cocaine? Oh, I know. I'll stick it in my foreskin. They'll never find it there.
Yeah, I think he's been to a lockup, but they look up here, you know what.
Yeah.
And, he's like, I didn't look here. Didn't look the last time.
He put up a struggle, they said.
He put up a struggle?
He put up a struggle. He was naked.
And as they chased him around the parking lot naked, there was the Benny Hill music playing in the background somewhere.
Someone was slapping him on the back of the head.
The baggie containing the white powder began to emerge from the foreskin.
Wow.
Now I've heard it all.
He must have been dick eye.
No, he was Dick Forehand. I mean, Foreskin.
How's he doing? How's Dick Forehand doing? Has he called you up lately?
No. Dick Foreskin.
Was he by ink, paper? What's he buy from you?
Ink.
Ink.
He prints his own pictures of it.
Cocaine.
Tina. Tina, what are you doing? I need some ink. It's Dick Foreskin.
Dick Forehead, whatever his name is.
Suck my wiggly dick.
Me too. Wow, they're even yelling from the street now.
Wow.
Close some windows, man.
Yeah, close the windows because people are just yelling in.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, we'll get to your Pearl Jam song. You just hold on a minute.
Yeah, sure.
It's all Pearl Jam all day.
It is. Is that code for something?
I don't know.
Pearl Jam.
It means I have 7.2 grams of cocaine in my foreskin.
Okay.
That's what it's code for.
Oh, man.
So since we're on this whole foreskin thing.
What?
A sex toy company erected the world's largest dildo.
What?
Look at how big it is.
Hey, and I'm the model.
You wish, brother.
Look at that.
They claim, although it's 12 foot 4 inch tall. I don't know why. Why would it need to be 12'4"? Why couldn't you just make it 12 feet, 13 feet?
Yeah.
It's 12'4", though. It's got veins and everything.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Look at it.
No,
I don't want to look at it. Nobody wants to look at it except you.
Is it like in Vegas or something?
It's one of those like sex toy conventions they have every year. I don't know if it's in Vegas or not.
Oh, my God. But it's at the Wyndham in Chelsea.
Yeah.
Come to the Wyndham in Chelsea.
It's called the King Cock.
What? Oh, stop it.
What? That's not a bad word.
Chicken. King Chicken.
Oh, my God. So anyways, obviously he's just said it's for promotional purposes. But apparently they have some crazy adult novelty trade show in Germany every year. Mm-hmm. Oh, what's Jim doing?
I don't know.
Jim was in my ear. The guy that designed it, he said that they're very crazy in Germany. More crazier than anywhere else in the world at these conventions.
Think? I'm a Frau.
He said that he thinks people are going to jump all over
all
it.
I'm a Frau. You have been stuck in Germany at 2 a.m., you know what that means.
Oh, have you been to Germany?
Yeah.
Oh.
I got stuck in Germany.
You got what?
I got stuck in Germany.
Stuck there?
Yeah, so did a lot of Jewish people.
I was, there's a volcano in Iceland, and I couldn't get back to the States.
Oh, really?
Yep.
So how long were you stuck there for?
A couple weeks.
Oh, wow, really?
Yep.
I heard they made those concentration camps into condos now.
They're like tourist sites now. It's kind of, I couldn't go see one. I think it's a little bit morbid.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember my Uncle Tom. He was one of the first Americans to liberate it.
Really?
In World War II, yeah. Dachau.
Good.
Yeah, it's very... So, one of the things that, you know, just a little history here, that a lot of people didn't know, because it wasn't like today, you know, you got this and that. They thought there was something going on there, but when they saw it, it was shocking. So, you know, him and they weren't prepared for what
absolutely.
They saw. Yeah. Mm. It was absolutely gruesome.
Yeah. All right. This isn't a morbid show.
Frankie in Bergamo just texted me.
Yes.
He said, you guys are the best. So funny. Love you guys.
We love listening. You, Frankie.
Hey, thank you, sir. He's a kind man.
He's a very kind
man. The mustache of Medford.
Yep.
Actually, the mustache of the world. Better than Tom Selleck.
Of the world.
Sucker compared to him.
Right. Tom Selleck.
You second rate.
Since we're on... Go ahead.
He emails Frankie in Bergamo to say, how can I grow a bigger mustache?
I already said 8 grams.
Oh. Put, 7.2 grams of cocaine on it.
Yeah, Frankie will be selling his sauce and mustache creams outside of Walgreens.
Walgreens.
Get a mamalette and some mustache cream.
You get a mamalette and some meatballs.
That's actually the show we used to do in the morning, Mammalettes and Meatballs. Yeah,
yes. It was Mammalettes and Meatballs. Yeah, me and Chris used to have a really early morning show.
Mm-hmm. So early, we weren't even awake far.
He said yes, better than Tom Selleck.
Way better than Tom Selleck. Tom Selleck calls him up to get a mustache advice.
Yeah, he sits. He goes outside of Frankie's bathroom waiting for the trimmings. Kind of uses it like seedling.
Yeah. So he can add it in.
He uses it like a rug. He pastes it on.
Yeah. Like a merkin.
With Velcro.
No, he, merkin. He brings it to the hair salon and he has them weave it in. Tom Selleck has a weave from Frankie's clippings.
Burt Reynolds caught wind of it too, you know.
Oh, Burt.
He's got the old TA, the 78 Trans Am.
Yeah.
He's driving around Frankie's neighborhood, stalking him.
We love you, Frankie.
We do. You're the best.
We do love you. He knows it's in good fun.
Come in soon. See us.
Yeah, he should come in soon,
all
too.
All right.
I have one. What?
All right.
I have one more.
You have one more?
All yeah. Right. I mean, it's a trifecta today.
Trifecta.
Apparently, we're going to talk about penises all day. So, anyways, that's not a bad word.
Well, is there anything for us?
No.
Apparently not.
I got to pick the stories.
Just sit down and look out the window.
Actually, you gave me this story.
Oh, I gave you the story.
Yeah, so that's why I just went with it all the way through.
I didn't read the trifecta. Whole thing, by the way. I just saw the headline, thought you would be interested.
Yes, it's interesting.
Oh, maybe Polly would be interested.
So in Great Britain, prostitution is not illegal, but running or owning a brothel or pimping are considered crimes. So somebody got a smart idea in Great Britain. We're going to open up a cafe on the street where you can get, you know, your latte, your coffee, your tea, your espresso, whatever you'd like. And you may also get some fellatio.
Nice.
I was deciding which word I was going to say. I went with that word.
Yeah, I'm not getting the cappuccino or the latte. I'm going straight espresso, if you know what I mean.
I'm going straight fellatio.
Yeah. I don't know how many...
I'm ordering my tickets right now to London. Whatever it is.
Well, thanks.
Are they hiring?
I give them for free.
What? Espresso?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah. She makes a great espresso.
You grind your own beans?
I do.
Yeah. Sometimes too hard.
It's what we call innuendo, people.
Is the money out there, that little L, does that mean lira?
No, that's a... No.
What does that mean?
That's a sterling pounds.
So they're going to start at L50.
There is Italian.
I don't know. They're going to start at L50.
And it doesn't exist anymore.
Oh.
They're on the euro.
So what is that, like 20 bucks?
I don't
How
know.
Much is it?
L50.
So what? So it's 50 pounds.
Yeah.
So an American, that is, let's see, the conversion rate is 13 cents.
Well, if it goes over
hello,
15
hello.
Minutes, yeah.
You got a shilling for a little L.
For each 15 minutes is another 10 pounds.
Wow.
Over.
Wait a
they
minute,
expect
wait
that people
minute,
will be going over their time.
I have 10 pounds.
So wait a minute, you're on the clock?
Yeah, we're on the clock.
You see some guys out there, he's eating his fish and chips with his stopwatch. All right, Mom, is he finished yet? No! That's another... How much was it?
10 pounds.
That's another 10 pounds, Governor.
Governor.
Oh, and you know how people are going to complain about it anyway, saying it, you know, demoralizes women and blah, blah, blah. But you can choose to work where you want to work.
Yeah. It comes with a free plate of fish and chips, too.
Actually, the women have security and health care.
That's a good job.
Hey. Yeah.
So if you go in there and order the bangers and mash, what do you get?
Yeah, exact.
You get a hefty bill for an overage charge. Hey, you've been here for 5 hours. Aren't you done yet?
That's Ireland, though, dude.
Who? Oh, bangers and mash.
Bangers and mash. Well, you banger Benny's, and then Benny's mash.
That was Benny's. Yeah, yeah. That'd be a great place we should open up our own in, we'll call it Bangers and Mash. And,
yeah, and it'll be a brothel.
They get, do they get a
There's no food in there.
What?
They get retirement plan, too?
No, they didn't offer 401k.
No, you have to do the metric system. It's like, 13 cents. All right, kids. Thank you, Tina Marie, for the silly news.
And, so...
All the sex news.
I'm online looking at flights to England.
Are you?
Yeah. Oh, look at that flight. It's a 2-for-1 special. What do you say we go?
All right. Let's go.
Oh, I'm sorry. You don't drink coffee.
All right, kids. 3:28 in the afternoon. We're going to play some more Pearl Jam because that's what we're here for today. And we'll be back to say our goodbyes. Krista will have a little sports news for us. And I hope you guys are enjoying the show. Take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
And this one goes out to our good friend, Old School Steve. Here you go, brother.
Haunting familiar, yeah. I can't seem to place it. Can I find a candle of thought to light your name? Lifetimes are catching up with me. All these changes taking place. Wish I'd seen the place, but no one's ever taken me. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. Hearts and thoughts, they fade away. I swear I recognize your breath. Memories like fingerprints are slowly raising. Of course you can't see me, for I'm not my former. It's hard when you're stuck upon changing at all. Small town predicts my fate. Perhaps that's what no one wants to see. I just wanna scream hello. Here I am. Hearts and thoughts.
All Pearl Jam all day at the Giddy Up.
Yes, I understand that every life must be end, as we sit alone, I know someday we must go, oh, I'm a lucky man to count on both hands the ones I love. Some folks just have one, yeah, others they got none, stay with me. Let's just breathe. Practice all my sins, never gonna let me win. Under everything, just another human being. Hurt. There's so much in this world to make me bleed. Stay with me, oh, all I see. As I look upon your face, oh, oh. Everything you gave and nothing you would take, oh, oh. Nothing you would take.
Once again, boys and girls, welcome back to the Giddy Up. And of course, that was Pearl Jam. A surprise.
Huh.
Yeah, a surprise song. Anyways, it's 3:45 in the afternoon, and you are listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in the beautiful state of Medford, Boston. And I'm getting text messages during the show, which is, I don't know.
Not unusual.
No, not usually. It's either Captain Wayno or my mother.
it's like a roulette wheel, you know?
Anyways.
Can I bet?
You can.
Can I wager?
You can wager. Go ahead.
I would like to wager 25 schmeckles that it's your mother.
It is my mother.
Hey!
I was going to say Eileen, too.
Excellent.
Oh, good Lord. Oh, and I also got
a nasty gram from Burt Reynolds for disparaging his mustache.
Anyways, we're just going to continue with the show. As is, we didn't get any calls in, obviously.
Not, unfortunately.
From a certain person.
No, I heard a ding a little while ago.
Oh, I didn't hear it.
I didn't see a light.
Anyways, we are gonna say our goodbyes for now, because we like to, at the last second, but because we want to get back to some more Pearl Jam. Don't forget Pearl Jam tonight, Sunday night at the Fenway Park.
That's right.
And hopefully we were on a game on. Because we promoted them, pretty much.
Yeah, the Wish List Foundation.
The Wish List Foundation went. Chris, do you know anything about it?
All I know is that they're having a couple events starting. I think this is a pre-party. It started at noon. I thought it was at 4. It's going to be going all weekend. I think tomorrow at 4 and then noon again. So Wish List is going to benefit the Vitalogy Foundation, which is pretty much, I don't want to say the official Pearl Jam charity, but you know, if it isn't, Eddie, call up and correct me. You know where to find us here at MFO.
Yes.
If you're driving down College Ave and you happen to be listening, yeah, you know, definitely correct me. But yeah, Vitalogy Foundation is one of the, and I think the other one's called NAMI. I'm not sure what NAMI is, but I know what Vitalogy is.
Yeah, we all know what Vitalogy is, and I have plenty of it.
I'm like Vitalis. I was hair cream.
So, we only have about, I don't know, 12 minutes left in the show, maybe even less. But we want to thank you all for listening. Why don't you take it away, Chris? Why don't you say your goodbyes first?
All right. Do you want to do a little sports first before that? You promised me earlier?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, you promised the people early.
For it, buddy.
All right, a couple things in sports. Today, you're going to start off with a little breaking news, and not heartbreaking news. Mark Teixeira retired today, announcing that he will retire at the end of the season.
Yeah,
at the age of 36. Teixeira was, I think, the number one overall draft pick by the Braves, traded to Texas, and then became a free agent, went to the Yankees. In my opinion, I think he's one of the most overrated players that ever played the
really?
Game.
I agree.
I'm not a huge fan.
Guess what?
He looked like Bubba Booey.
I got a fever.
Bubba Booey?
He does. He looks just like Bubba Booey. I know, and I can do the rest. The sports is Christopher Walken.
As Christopher Walken.
The Red Sox in Los Angeles. It's a 10 o'clock game. I don't know if I can stay up that late. I'm going to have a coffee. Maybe a fellatio.
I got a fever.
No, I can't do walking because it turns into Vinny Barbarino. Staccato. So Sox playing once again. They're stuck out in the coast. And, folks, it is a weekend, so maybe you can stay up a little late. You're coming home for the PJ show. Maybe you can turn on and catch the last couple of innings. So the Sox are in Los Angeles tonight. And, of course, we all know this is happening starting tonight is the Olympics in Rio. I think the only reason you watch the Olympics is if you like to see, you know, when you see a car crash, you want to turn away, but you just can't. That's the Rio Olympics. Zika, finding dead bodies washing up on the shore. There's polluted water that if you drink, like, if you get a mouthful, like, I figure it's like 3 milliliters, you will be sick.
Yes.
And of course, we talk about the body parts washing up on where beach volleyball will be played.
Yes.
Awesome.
And the Australian team is saying poop is running down the walls of their hotel.
Yes, I heard
shoddy
that
too. Infrastructure. Right. And the United States decided not to gamble on a hotel. They are staying on an ocean liner.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah. That's kind of smart, obviously.
Yeah. Oh, and the Russians were... we're going to be banned for doping, but, you know, somebody went like this. IOC is the most crooked organization. I am so glad we didn't get the Olympics here in Boston. Not because I'm anti-Olympics. I just think the IOC is just a rotten organization. And as a taxpayer, I do not want to be in business with those criminals. I want to be in business with criminals.
What are you talking about? You've known me my whole life.
That's what I'm saying. I'm laying out with this guy. He's a fun-loving criminal.
Fun-loving.
He's more of a Robin Hood. Not a hood that's Robin.
Okay. Thank you for the sports, Chris. Do you want to say your goodbyes now?
Yeah, sure.
We're getting close.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening. I'll give my own shout-out to Professor
Emeritus at Tufts, DJ Pauly B.
Thank you, sir.
For really killing it today with the Pearl Jam. He kills it every week. And you know what? Honestly, I think his slogan should be the best rock on the air, because that's what he's doing.
And thank you so much, sir.
As a fan of great rock music, and I'm just happy not that I could be able to tune in, but to be part of the show. Thank you.
No, thank you for bringing the entertainment, funniness to the show, and ideas, and I appreciate you. Thank you, buddy.
I got a little rock trivia.
What?
No, it's not Pearl Jam related. It's Bowie related. You know, the line in Ziggy Stardust, "Well hung in Snow White tan," was about Polly. So there you go. He was only like four at the time.
I used to hang with David way back in the day. Yeah.
So you know what I say? Go as fast.
We used to ride bicycles together
as long as you can. Love you all.
Thank you, Tina Marie.
Thank you all for listening. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. Extra special shout out to Michael Scott Stewart, who just chimed in, said great job today.
Oh,
he's home recovering from his operation still. So
yes. Oh,
speedy recovery.
Definitely.
Shout out to Ryan, Nick, Kaylee, Christina, Miss Emily, and my favorite cat in the whole entire world, Zoe.
I'm sure. And I want to thank everybody for listening in, and have a great weekend. We're going to take a 166-hour break, as we usually do, because, you know, the 2 hours that we work. So
I don't know if I should say this on the air or not, but I'm going to have to.
What?
I've lost my mind. I put the show on at my house so the dog could listen.
You did?
Did you hear my voice?
To hear your voice.
Oh, actually, we used to do that for Zoe.
I used to do it for Zoe.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anyways, as I always say, thank you guys. If it wasn't for you, we wouldn't be doing this. And we do it for you. And thank you for all our loyal listeners. And stay Boston strong. Always be a rock and never roll. And I want to apologize to Eddie Vedda, who's been in the green room for the whole show. We ran out of time. I'm sorry, Eddie. But have a great show tonight. You guys rock. Have a great, great weekend. We'll see you next week.
The sirens, hear the sirens, hear the sirens, hear the circus so profound. I hear the sirens. Catch my breath to breathe and reach across the bend, just to know where safe I am, a grateful man. This light is bit a light and I can see you clear. Have to take your hand and feel your breath, for fear this someday will be over. I pull you close, so much to lose.
mistake I made. It's not my place.